How's it going? It's Owen here, and this is a bite-sized episode of the Insulone podcast, Redefining Diabetes. Every week, we'll dip back into the episode archive and get you to think and reflect once more about some of the things we've learned from the podcast over the last few years. It could be some diabetic wisdom, advice, a great guest, or even a hypo story. So enjoy this bite-sized episode of the Insulone podcast. You're obviously back to flying now, thankfully. But what was happening in between the day you were diagnosed and the day you went back to flying? How did you manage the condition and how did you move forward with it towards eventually, hopefully, getting back to flying?
Yeah, so, with that, once I got out of the hospital and, I guess it kind of was, maybe a skill or something that, I learned through going through university or what have you, but I'd always consider myself to be a fairly, inquisitive person. So, when I left the hospital and even when, I initially met with, a diabetes educator and to some degree, the first endocrinologist I worked with, there were a lot of gaps, so to speak, would be the kind way of saying it. And I started to go and dig a bit. And I said, the information that I've been getting up until this point is basic at best. So I understood why it was that way. They don't want to overwhelm you with too much information right off the bat, nor do they have time to go into great detail. But I just started to, to dig and to say, what is, the main components, of diabetic management and more specifically type one. And, of those components, you kind of have, and like you've talked about, and I think it's very important, you kind of have your nutrition, you have your activity, and then you also have your insulin management. And so I just started to focus in on those components. I felt like I had a pretty good handle on the activity standpoint. And I did have some education in college, regarding that. The nutrition, we were fairly, we ate fairly healthy before my diagnosis, mainly just so I could, recreate and, maintain, physicality the way I wanted to. But I figured, okay, there's some changes that I thought needed to happen because I wanted to identify what I thought was, the main antagonistic portion of diabetic control. And kind of figure that out. And then also with the insulin, I started to do a lot of studying or rather, kind of research on how they work, what they do, how they affect the body, and how I would then utilize the combination of the nutrition and the insulin to, get stability and to manage the disease and avoid, long-term complications. Because, anyone that's a diabetic can read, knows the laundry list of potential complications from poorly managed diabetes, and none of them are good. We don't have to go through the list of them, but none of them are good.
No, they're not good to say the least. So what do you think then, to follow on from that, what do you think was the biggest lifestyle change that you had to make? Because I was diagnosed at 19. I was old enough to realize the severity of it, but I also wasn't old enough where I was so set in my ways.
Sure.
And I feel that's the difference between somebody who is diagnosed quite young compared to somebody who is, I'm not saying you're old, John, but older than expected.
I'm old, man. I'm old, yeah.
I'm not saying that. What do you think was?
Hey, let me move my walker aside here real quick.
The Zimmer frame. So what do you think was the biggest lifestyle change that you had to shift?
I think the biggest changes came about with, my nutritional choices. The easiest way to breach that subject is just to say, I kind of was, had always been interested in, health and nutrition. But I, at the time, I was basically getting away with kind of a standard athlete's diet, like we ate fairly healthy, I didn't, eat fast food all the time and eat all kinds of crazy stuff on a frequent basis. But, I certainly didn't feel like I needed to concentrate more than I was at the time because I had good body composition. You know, I didn't have a weight problem. I was able to, you know, do all the activities that I wanted to do. But when the diabetes was introduced into that, you know, as I started to kind of look through things, I kind of, you know, came to the understanding that one of the biggest, antagonists of diabetic management is highly processed foods and contained in those highly processed foods. And the standard American diet or the standard Western diet seems to be the prevalence of very high glycemic carbohydrates, you know. So I said, well, you know, it doesn't seem like you want to remove those altogether, but certainly I should change my ways as far as what types and when and how much of them I was consuming. Because prior to diagnosis, I mean, you know, I ate a lot of, you know, kind of sports nutrition type things and the bars and the shakes and the drinks, especially when I was on the bike. And through trial and error, I found those extremely difficult to deal with now that I was diabetic and I was having to take, you know, exogenous insulin. And so I started to gradually reduce those and see what effect that had on my numbers and stability and just the, I guess, markers of the disease. And I just found that the more refined I got with eating, you know, minimally or unprocessed foods, cooking as much, you know, more, I mean, I cooked a lot anyway, but making as much stuff at home or cooking stuff as much as I could at home and, you know, staying away from the really high sugar, high carbohydrate food, it just made the management less time consuming and I guess you could say easier. And so I just have been continually, I guess, learning and refining and trying, you know, new things or trying to figure out what works best for me along the way.
Thanks for listening to this bite-sized episode of the Insulone Podcast. And if you want to listen to the full episode, you can check it out in the description. Chat to you soon.